USA Radio News. I'm Carson Tager. Barack Obama has formally announced his national security team. As expected, the president-elect has tapped former White House rival Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Other members of the team include former Justice Department official Eric Holder as U.S. Attorney General and Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano as Homeland Security Chief. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is going to head to India this week in the wake of the terror attacks that left at least six Americans dead last week. White House spokesman Dana Perino said Rice's visit to India is a further demonstration of the United States' commitment to stand in solidarity with the people of India. And President Bush marked World AIDS Day today by thanking the nation for fighting the deadly disease. He made the statement with First Lady Laura Bush at his side at a White House festoon with a giant red ribbon on the North Portico. The president said the ribbon is a symbol of the nation's resolve to fight AIDS. This is IRN USA Radio News.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-822-1364. That's 1-800-822-1364. 1-800-822-1364.
An Alabama mayor has been arrested on charges of receiving illegal payments. Birmingham Mayor Larry Langford was picked up by federal investigators as part of a corruption investigation involving the city's sewer bonds, which have pushed the county to the brink of bankruptcy. In May, the Securities and Exchange Commission filed a lawsuit against Langford for not disclosing a $156,000 illegal payment. Langford took over the mayor's office in 2006. And anti-government protesters in Thailand say they will end their siege of government headquarters and join thousands of fellow demonstrators who have occupied Bangkok's main airport. Nina Maria Potts reports.
The protesters seized the airport last Tuesday, vowing not to withdraw until the government resigns. France has said it is sending a special plane to fly its citizens out of Thailand. Those with the most pressing situations will be given priority. Meanwhile, the EU has warned the protesters their actions are damaging the image of Thailand abroad. Nina Maria Potts, Brussels.
For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Tom Castor here, VP of Banquet Foods. Recently, we launched new Banquet Select Recipes frozen meals. At only about $1.50, they've been going fast. Then came the letters. Meg B. says, I made your pot roast meal for my husband. He loved the tender chunks of meat and rich gravy. But when I told him it was only about $1.50, he got into the fetal position and kept saying, it's not possible. Please do something before he's committed. Duly noted, Meg, and thanks for the letter. New Banquet Select Recipes. So good for so little.
Shoppers may have packed malls and stores on Black Friday, but now online retailers are hoping consumers will log on to the Internet. Abbott Dutton reports on Cyber Monday.
Jim Griffith with eBay says Cyber Monday marks the first major spike in online holiday spending and that this year consumers can find great deals online, saving cash and gas.
Retailers across the Internet, but especially on eBay, know this, and they're offering great discounts. So it really pays to shop online, make it part of your shopping toolbox.
Griffith says consumer electronics are the hot items this year. Last year, 44% of Internet users shopped online on Cyber Monday. Abbott Dutton reporting.
And a new report from the National Bureau of Economic Research indicates the U.S. is officially in a recession. It started in December of 2007. The report noted the economy reached a peak in activity that month, ending a six-year expansion. The Bureau stressed that a recession is a period of diminishing economic activity. There was no word on when the recession will end. The Bureau noted it doesn't do forecasts. And in what sounds like a Hollywood movie, a Massachusetts prison nurse is accused of smuggling saw blades to an inmate to help him escape. Officials say Deborah Gerard was working at MCI Cedar Junction at Walpole when she brought in saw blades along with other items to Chief Sosa to help him break out of the place. Sosa, who is a violent offender in prison for rape, failed to escape. Gerard could spend a decade and a half behind bars if convicted of aiding the escape of an inmate. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Ted Anderson, who is the president and managing director up there at the Genesis Network, and we're going to be talking with him about what's going on in the financial markets. And today was just one of those days. The market was down over 600 points. Certainly the gold was way off, or silver was way off. But ladies and gentlemen, this is all manipulated. I mean, there's no reason for it to go down. There's shortages of gold and silver out there. I mean, what they really were hearing, and I don't know, I'd like Ted's information on this because he's probably got his ear to the ground. But some people are saying that, you know, either this month or certainly the first of the year, there are going to be some large people with a great deal of wealth are going to actually take delivery on gold and silver on the COMEX exchange, and they're selling short. They're selling what they call naked shorts. They're selling products they don't have, and boy, when that happens, sometimes they go through the roof. Ted, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, Stan. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Have you heard any of these rumors, or are they just rumors?
Well, you know, I know that a lot of people are looking to take delivery on the COMEX, and a lot of the COMEX is kind of like fractional reserve banking. In order for the most of the trades in the commodities exchange expire worthless with no delivery. What they do is they trade the time value until the time value is worthless. Usually people don't get into the COMEX to trade and to take physical delivery. They trade to speculate or they trade to hedge their position, and that's where the majority of the business is being done. Like, for instance, if a mine has so many tons of gold that they know they can deliver by a certain date by moving so much ore, and they want to sell it today, they may sell it short in the marketplace and then expect to deliver the ore that they have, and that allows them to lock in today's prices. That happens quite a bit. It happens also in the grains and so on and so forth. When the speculators come into the marketplace, people who are buying futures to have leverage to be able to buy, let's say, for $1,000, you can buy $100,000 worth of gold, which is about how the futures market works. They expect to be able to ride that contract up and then sell out of their position and never take delivery. That's the way that most of it goes. And, yeah, there is indeed a push to be starting to take delivery of these 400-ounce bars of gold. And that's what it is. They're 12.5 kilos, or 400-ounce bars of gold. And that's what trades in the futures market on the gold side of it. And on the silver side of it, there's 1,000-ounce bars. So, you know, that gives you a perspective. I mean, when people are looking at one U.S. Eagle, they're looking at something that costs approximately $900 right now. And it would be the equivalent of having 400 of those per trade. So it does take somebody with some substantial money to be able to do this, but they do, and they're starting to take delivery of it because the futures market has been pushed down so hard. The central banks can mess with the futures market in a lot of different ways, and one of the ways they can do it is they can lower the cost of lending the gold to sell it short in the marketplace. If I'm trying to sell something that I don't have, that means I have to borrow it from somebody else, and typically the central banks are the ones that do the lending. And they set the interest rates by deciding how much gold they're willing to lend to have it sold short into the marketplace. So one way they manipulate is they lower the lease rates for gold, they call it, and that makes it easier to sell, or the cost to do that is less. Another way to do it is just to sell it outright. When Ron Paul was interviewing Ben Bernanke, in one of the banking committees, one of the last ones that he was in, he asked him, and he said, "Do you guys ever talk about gold and silver?" And Ben Bernanke's response was, "Only when we're looking to sell." So in other words, what he was saying there is that, hey, we have committee meetings, and we decide when to sell gold and silver, and we do that for reasoning to prop up the U.S. dollar and to make it look stronger than it really is. So, yeah, you're talking about manipulation. There's all sorts of that going on. Obviously, you're talking, you know, the other thing, too, Dow Jones Industrial Average down, NASDAQ down, Russell down. Even the gold came back a little bit today. One of the things that went up, you know, is the dollar. The dollar took a little bit of an increase. Crude oil down, so the gas prices will even drop a little bit more as well. But in the long run here, we all know what's going on. The United States government has its printing press opened up full bore. I guess you could say the Federal Reserve System is printing the money, but they don't actually do it. The U.S. Treasury actually creates the money through the printing press. They have to then give it to the Federal Reserve System, who then puts their sign of approval on it, and then they lend it back to the United States so we can use that money in commerce. And that's how the debt is created. And every time you see the United States government stepping in and bailing out, you know, General Motors or Chrysler Corporation or Citicorp or you name it, Lehman Brothers, all those, you know, the Fannie Mae's and the Freddie Mac's and all that stuff that's been going on, that just means that the United States government is asking the Federal Reserve System to take the money so they can lend it back to us, which puts us on a bigger hook on, you know, as far as the national debt is concerned, makes us pay more taxes in order to serve the interest on that debt. And it also liquefies the system by adding a whole bunch of new currency into the marketplace that is just brand new and has no value to it at all. It isn't earned money like the money that we have, that we work so hard for. It's money that's been created out of just a process of debt.
No, they created out of nothing by a fractional reserve system, which is really the greatest magical trick of all time. And people have to work so hard for their wealth without realizing, Chris, the bankers create money out of nothing and then have the audacity to actually lend it out to people and charge them interest on it.
They do. They actually have at zero cost into it. You know, the U.S. Treasury will claim that I think the Federal Reserve System is paying 4 cents per dollar to create it. However, if you're a banana farmer and you're growing bananas, you bring your bananas to the packing plant, and the packing plant says, okay, now we're going to pay you. You brought us 100 bananas, and we're going to take 4 bananas out of that crate that you just brought to me, and we're going to give it back to you, and that's what you get to live on. That's how we're going to service your debt for doing this for us. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, they're just paying us back in the same specie which the U.S. citizens who created the currency delivered. So, yeah, you're indeed right. They have something that they've created for nothing, and then they lend it to us, and you're talking about fractional reserve banking. And what that means is every time the Federal Reserve System puts $1 into the system, the banking system turns it into 10.
Right.
And so now we're paying interest on $10 for every dollar that we've created. It's just so way out there, it's not even funny.
Well, you know, what's even worse is that $10 that we got that was actually, you know, created out of nothing. You can turn around and put that back in the bank, and that'll become $100. And you can put it back in the bank, it becomes $1,000. And you can put that back in the bank, it becomes $10,000. And everything will go back to the $1. It's all done with smoke and mirrors. And the average individual doesn't understand. This is why the whole world financial system is on the verge of collapse today. And certainly everything I read, and you know, from not only this country but throughout the world, and from people a lot smarter than I am, says that we are facing the worst financial crisis, not simply in our nation's history, but at least in the last 300 years. That there has never been anything during our lifetime that is similar to what's going on today. And the only real thing that we have, is if they destroy the value of our dollar, is to have some hard assets, gold and silver, which is, I know, what you're selling.
Yeah, that is exactly what we sell, and it's why we sell it. But one of the things that you didn't explain, Stan, is that each time we see one of those mortgages default,
right?
Remember when you're putting your money in the bank, your $100 is creating $1,000?
Right.
Well, each time somebody defaults on that debt, that $100,000 mortgage is decreasing the money supply by tenfold. So you just kind of have to picture how quickly, as mortgages default and people default on their credit cards, how quickly the money system can contract and shrink and make it so it's, you know, people become unemployed very fast. That's what's happening. The credit system has fallen apart, and there's this contraction that is occurring. At the same time, you have the United States government trying to pump money into the system, and there's this the liability, all this credit that was put on the private sector of the United States is now passing over to the public sector, and they're trying to take on as much government debt as possible to get the money pumped back into the system again. I know you want to talk a little bit about gold and silver. We can do that after the break, but there's plenty to learn about the economic system, and I think that's what we should focus on right now, because everybody's wondering, how is this happening? What does this mean? You know, once you understand the system, you can watch what's going on, and you can play it like a puzzle. You can see the pieces coming out and being pushed back in.
Hold that thought, Ted. We're out of time. We'll be right back with Jed Ennis.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps, and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this afternoon is Ted Anderson. We're talking about how money is created. And, Chris, one of the best sources of information on that is a book I know that Ted has read probably several times, as have I. It's written by our good friend Ed Griffin, called The Creature from Jekyll Island. And I know that, Ted, you sell that book. Do you know that this weekend, it's just been out of print for some time, we just got our supply in. I think we got 5 cases of it. We sold almost the entire 5 cases in one weekend. That book is in such demand around the world because it explains what, in a very simple form, what most people don't understand is how they, it's really not paper money. They create this credit, and based upon this credit, this becomes a substitute for money, and you increase the credit. It works just exactly like a dollar that you have in your pocket, but this is what you do when you use a credit card, when you write a check. I mean, you are creating the equivalent of money out there, and we've had a wonderful, wonderful time. We've lived very well. We've lived better than probably any other people throughout the history of recorded time. But, of course, it's all artificial. In fact, the saying, certainly by Henry McChesney Martin, who was the legendary chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, was, you have to take away the punch bowl just when the party is getting interesting. In other words, you've got to cut back on this, all this credit and money that's out there that's been created artificially. When things really get going, and going very well in tremendous prosperity, because if you don't, the whole system will collapse. Well, instead of taking away the punch bowl, they've been adding, you know, all sorts of liquor to it, and wine and rum, and of course everybody's having a great time, but suddenly they've taken away, or they're beginning to take away, the punch bowl, and with that, of course, is our affluence. So go ahead, pick the story up there.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a good analogy on that. When money developed from gold, obviously gold deposits at a repository or a safekeeping place, a place that where there's armed guards, where the goldsmiths had their storage vaults, and people would bring in their gold in there. They get certificates that they've deposited gold, and they could take those certificates out into the market. They could trade those certificates for the goods and wares that they're looking for, because if it was a trustworthy goldsmith with a solid base in the community with a good vault, you know, back in the 1400s, even going back to the 1200s, you could use those certificates for the goods and services, because the next person knew that they could take that same certificate back over to that goldsmith and pick up the gold. And those certificates were just, you know, they're used in circulation, and the goldsmiths started to realize that some of these certificates would never come back for redemption. So then they started to realize, hey, I can lend this gold out, and I can charge interest for this gold. And if you think about it, if you don't increase the supply of gold and yet you're lending out the certificates, just the very interest alone on that gold is going to be more than the gold supply, and therefore you're setting yourself up for collapse. And that's exactly what's going on here with the Federal Reserve System. When it first came out in 1913, one $20 bill equaled $22 for $22 or worth of gold. And then they had to switch that when we had the Depression of the 1930s. Franklin Delano Roosevelt lifted it up to $33 for 1 ounce of gold. President Nixon, having the deficit spending of the Vietnam War, and at that time the value of the currency going down, had to lift that level to $42.22 an ounce. And then in 1974, decided that rather than continue on with the charade, he just separated the currency from gold entirely And then, of course, we're into this fiat system, what we're in now. And as it goes on, more interest compounds. We have to then pay more taxes and service more interest on debt and use more of our labor to do that. And this one side of it, the Federal Reserve System and its bank members, which are the people that own the Federal Reserve, a lot of people say, we don't know who owns the Federal Reserve System. Well, just take a look. It's Wells Fargo, Citi Corporation. Those people, those banks have to have at least 2% of the Federal Reserve in order to be a member. So a good majority of the banking of the Federal Reserve bank system is owned by its member banks, and those member banks are becoming more and more profitable as this nation gets dug further into debt. And the people that are, you know, they just become more powerful, more predominant, and they can pull the purse strings of the economy. And it doesn't surprise me a bit that they were able to go to our politicians here earlier this year and tell them that we need to bail out these big banks because they're too big to fail. And they had enough power to get the politicians on the bandwagon, even though the general public, I don't think they might not have, they may have had 25% support from the general public to do this bailout. And I know that people were just fuming mad when they seen that Citicorp bailout. And then the next thing you see is this interview of a Saudi prince talking about how great it is that the Citicorp was bailed out and how much money he made on that. And here we're doing it on the backs of the taxpayer of the U.S. citizen.
Sure.
That's just absolutely wrong. But when you have the ability to coin the money and to influence politics like that, you know, the politicians want their pork programs to be able to go through. And the way they do this is they do this through deficit spending. They don't have to raise taxes. It is so very unpopular to raise taxes. But you can deficit spend and turn on the printing press, which is basically the equivalent of taxes, and satisfy all your constituents' wants. And really, the entire nation, it's not just our politicians. It's us as a nation. Our, you know, look at this Obama presidency was run on this image that there was going to be change. I mean, there are people coming out saying, hey, I no longer have to worry about filling my car with gas. I don't have to worry about my house payment. You know what? That's the things that we should be worried about. We're supposed to go out and work for this stuff. And then when you finally earn it, you feel like it's actually yours. When you expect the government to give it to you, you know, that there's no value there. It just takes away from the whole system, and that's just that socialist, communist thing. You know, it's like there's this push, and really what it is just putting the people on the hook so we can labor for these elite people that own this monetary system. And not only do they want the Federal Reserve System as a monetary system for the United States, but now we're talking about world taxes through carbon taxes and this kind of thing. That just sets the stage to have a one world currency which is directed by some foreigner, and we're going to have to play to their tune. And that's just simply, there's no liberty at all in that. And the country's constitution and the value of the United States and its forefathers, what they built for us, is just simply going to be gone. There's going to be nothing left. We are going to be answering to the beat of some foreign drum, and we are not going to have any choice in that matter.
Well said. Well, you know, somebody once said, if any government that can provide whatever you need has got to be able to take whatever you have. And a government that can provide for you from the cradle to grave has to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave, because government doesn't have any money of its own. Only what it takes by force from the people, what it gets certainly by inflation, or certainly what it produces by borrowing, what it gets by borrowing. But that's the only source of money. So if you think the government's going to be able to give you something, remember, they don't have anything. If they give it to you, they're going to have to take it away from somebody else, or they're going to have to take it away from you. And then they give it back, and you think that you're getting such a good deal. That's why freedom is the only recourse. And unfortunately, most people have forgotten about freedom. They've forgotten about our Declaration of Independence. They've forgotten about our Constitution. And the people in Washington, D.C. are traitors and criminals because they've sworn to uphold our Constitution, and they're doing everything they can to violate it. I'm talking about the leaders of both political parties and most of our congressmen. They've all sworn to uphold the Constitution. Why doesn't anybody ever hold them to it? We'll be right back.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Ted Anderson. And Ted, before we go on, would you like to get your website out, a telephone number, anything of the sort?
Well, yeah. Well, my website is MidasResources.com. I think everybody knows what that is because I advertise it all the time. My telephone number is 1-800-686-2237. I'll throw a couple of deals out later, Stan, because I think it's more important for us to talk about economics here and what's going on than it is to talk about some pitch on gold. Everybody by now should already know that they need to own gold, and if they haven't got it yet, you better start getting it, because I don't care if you get it from me or you get it from somebody else. But you better start accumulating your position in gold, because the dollar is on a train wreck. I mean, on a runaway train, and the wall's coming up fast. I can tell you, with the compounding interest on the debt, and just to think about how much the public debt is increasing to bail out all these banks, and the burden on the people that's going to come behind that is just mind-boggling. And I can tell you, it's growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, we're, what, at $9 trillion, and now they decided to just throw another $1 trillion into Wall Street, and it's just beginning. Jefferson has a quote, and I like this one. This is my favorite. It just says, "A private central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of people than a standing army." He says, "We must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt." And you know what? I keep on hearing politicians talking about how they're going to balance the budget and get the United States out of debt. And you know what would happen if they got the United States out of debt with the Federal Reserve System here as a central bank issuing our currency? We would have the greatest depression that has ever bestowed upon the people, because money supply comes into existence by the creation of debt. And if you go to pay back the debt, or if you try to balance the budget and get out of debt, you know what's going to happen? The money supply is going to disappear. And that fundamental need to have currency in order to have commerce is going to be too great, with too few dollars to go around. We have perpetuating debt, like it or not. As long as we have the Federal Reserve System in this country issuing our currency, we will always have debt. And any politician that wants to tell you that they're running on a platform to balance the budget, you can just tell them that you might as well just forget about it. I mean, obviously, either they're throwing snow your way to get your vote, or the other thing, they just don't understand economics. You know, and there's so many people that look at me with doe eyes when they say, "How come we can't just pay off the debt?" Well, you can pay off the debt, because when you do, you know, all the money goes back to the Federal Reserve System, and there's no money left for commerce, because it was lent to us in the first place. And besides the fact, the compounding interest on the debt from the past exceeds the amount of money in circulation anyways. You can't do it. You got to get away from this. Here's what we need. We need to have a currency that, once the citizens have labored for it, and here's the way it's working right now. The citizens of the United States grow the cotton in the fields. They grow the cotton in the fields, which is then brought to the gins and made into the fabric from which they print that currency on, and then we turn it over to the Federal Reserve System. In order for us to have it in commerce, we have to take it on as a loan. And that is just absolutely hand-strapping, hand-tying. You might as well throw a straitjacket over us, because there's no way we can escape its grip. And that's what we have. So any politician telling you that they're running on a platform, that they're going to be balancing the budget and be economically conservative, hey, it just doesn't work. You cannot do that and have a central bank at the same time. Jefferson says you can't have liberty while you have a central bank, and I have to agree with him. And this is a perfect example, this experiment that we have, that we've been living in since 1913. And by gosh, the people of the United States best start standing up against it. And I'm so happy. I mean, here I am in Minneapolis. I had the treat of going to my very first Federal Reserve protest. That was on November 20th, and we had about 100 people there, and the bullhorns were out, and we're making a lot of noise. I know that Ron Paul was down there in Houston, Texas, up on the podium doing his speech. Yeah, there's so many YouTube videos. You're talking about that Creature from Jekyll Island book, and I can't get enough of them either. We just got our delivery, and I think it was about 4 cases. We put silver dollars inside of the page of each one if somebody buys them from us, because I want people to get the thing, and then they get that silver dollar inside. They can actually see what this silver is really worth. And the silver dollars alone are $25. You know, I just, you can't do enough to educate people on the monetary system. And the problem is, it's such a dull issue. Nobody wants to talk about the monetary system. What, you want to lull them to sleep? I mean, the economics, oh boy, I can't wait to go to college for that, you know. But, you know, they don't teach you, even in colleges. I was talking to my nephew who went through Harvard. And, you know, we started going on to the Federal Reserve System and the economy and what was going to happen. He was all afraid. And I'm explaining this thing to him. And he's like, "Well, why didn't they teach me this in Harvard?" I said, "Probably because the Federal Reserve System finances Harvard. Who knows?" You know, and that's just, you know, that's just what happens out there. I mean, Stan, you've got a lot more years of this than I do, and you've been doing a lot more than I ever have to teach these people. And I got to tell you, you know, I'm so proud to be a part of it. But, you know, you must feel, at least, I mean, myself, I feel like we've come so far. I mean, so far. So many people have joined the fight. Back 10 years ago, I felt like I was standing on the steps, but nobody was listening, you know. And now there's people that are standing with me. And that's just such a neat feeling to have. But, boy, we need a lot more.
Well, I think it's just a matter of getting the word out. And, of course, I think Genesis is a wonderful way to do that. I think most people who listen to Genesis are beginning to understand how the financial system works and that the Federal Reserve System is a fraudulent system, and we can never be free as long as we have the Federal Reserve in place. We've got to do away with the Federal Reserve and get back to a gold-backed currency, because if you don't have a free currency, you do not have a free society. Now, certainly people have to understand how the banking system works, and certainly even in the heydays of our financial system, banks created money, but they had to have the reserves behind it, so they might keep 40% gold and then lend out the rest of it. Well, that gave them suddenly an awful lot of gold that they could lend out, and then they could still, of course, build, you know, on that as far as their Federal Reserve System was concerned, their fractional banking. But if you had, you know, you ran into a run on the bank and you could not, you know, come up with the money, you went off to prison. And that was, of course, what kept the bankers honest, either that or the threat of being lynched by the mobs, you know. And, of course, we've even seen a few instances here in the United States where people, you know, began to worry about the stability of their banks, and they were lining up to get their money. They're doing everything they can. I don't know if you've seen these advertisements. We have them here in the West Coast all the time. This nice lady comes on dressed in blue to tell us how safe our money is in the banks. We've got nothing to worry about. The banks have never lost money 75 years, and you have nothing to worry about because your money's been safe for 75 years. Well, that's why they created the FDIC 75 years ago, was to secure our money. But what happens when the FDIC runs out of money? And when you stop and think of all the money that's out there, and the FDIC has only a fraction of that. What they tell you is what's been for 75 years. They don't tell you that this is the worst financial crisis we've had. Some people say in 100 years. Some people say in 200 years. Some people say in 300 years. There's never been anything in the world like we're going through now. So do not depend upon the banks to guarantee your money. Or if they give it back to you, it may be simply worthless pieces of paper, like they have in Zimbabwe today.
That's what I see happening, and it's an awful lot like the Weimar Republic as well, and we've seen in Argentina and certainly Brazil and Mexico. What will happen, I believe, is that I think that FDIC will run out of money. Matter of fact, they probably are coming close to it now. They just pledged $250,000 rather than $100,000. I don't think they picked up any reserves in the middle of that. I haven't heard anything about that. And so that just means they're on the hook for more money. They're going to have to turn to the U.S. Treasury every time there's a shortage. And, of course, where does the U.S. Treasury turn but to the Federal Reserve System? And the printing press just gets poured on full speed ahead. And what do you think is going to happen? The value of your currency is just going to lose. And as the problems compound, and they're not stopping right now, there's going to be so much currency coming in the marketplace that it's just going to bid against the items. We're going to have inflation. That's the end result of that.
Well, I think it's only a matter of time. I think we're seeing a little temporary respite right now. I think they've intentionally run up the price of the dollar, but of course, and they're hitting the value of the gold and silver. But those days are not too much longer. I don't know when it's going to end.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, you know, it was certainly one of the things our founding fathers feared was a standing army. They didn't want a standing army, a regular army, because they knew it could be used for fighting useless foreign wars or for suppressing the American people. And so it was back in 1809 when they were debating whether or not to recharter the First Bank of the United States, why Thomas Jefferson said this: "I believe that banking institutions are far more dangerous to our liberties than a standing army. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people, to whom the property belongs." And ladies and gentlemen, they are creating deflation today. They're doing this intentionally, and then they're going to have an inflation down the line, wipe out the value of your currency, wipe out the value of your insurance policies, your pension funds, your annuities, your bonds, anything that you have that's, that is denominated in dollars. And people must understand that the only way to avoid this is to try to anticipate what lies ahead. And Tom, Ted, go right ahead there.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to just jump right in there. I tell you, one of the last battles that was fought with this was the Andrew Jackson battle. against the second national bank here in the United States. There's an article that you can Google search for it. It's called The Monster of Chestnut Street, which is Nicholas Biddle's location of his central bank, which is the one that Andrew Jackson fought so hard against to defeat and to disarm. And Biddle actually went in and did just that. I mean, he created good economic times. He created bad economic times. Yeah, I mean, the entire bank was so ridden of scandal that it eventually failed, and Biddle was out of business completely by the end of it. And so I just encourage everybody to just put in your Google search and look up The Monster of Chestnut Street. Now, I got to tell you, the article is written by an employee of the Federal Reserve System, and he makes a pretty darn good argument as to why they need to have these economic checks and balances, as to have standards set to all the banks of what the reserve limits are and what the requirements are, and to have the guiding hand on the wheel of the economy, you know. And, you know, that's all obviously nonsense. We just, the people of the United States, given the, just unleash the power of the productivity of the people, and we'll go out there and we'll roll up our sleeves and we'll work and we'll create the wealth that's needed in order to bail this economy out. And that's what we really need here. Okay, well, anyways, you asked me about gold and silver. I'm going to throw it out here now because we're coming pretty close to the end of my segment of this show that I'm going to be on. And I just want to say, Stan, there is a few good buys out there because the market has gone down again. I mean, it went up to 825. I bought a bunch of stuff when it was down at about $700 an ounce. The couple coins I have left from that time period are the $10 gold pieces, both the Indian and the Liberty. Both of those are really good coins. And they're currently trading right now. For the Indian, they're at 673, and for the Liberty, they're at 653. We also have small French franc and British, French franc, a Belgian franc, the Swiss franc. Those are currently trading at 195, and I have the British sovereign at 242. The reason why you want to get into this kind of thing is because you want to have small pieces of gold. When the economy, everything falls apart, you have something that you can use and trade. If you don't need to use them someday in the future, I can guarantee you, you're always going to be able to sell them back to people like me or anybody else in the gold industry and turn them back into paper currency. The other thing that I'm recommending right now are the Walking Liberty Halves. And that's a beautiful coin designed by Adolf Weinmann. It was the coin that was issued during the World War II. It's the 1940s coin. I recommend that coin. Everybody recognizes it when they see it. It's the prototype to the U.S. Silver Eagle, which is Lady Liberty draped in the American flag robe, holding out the olive branch. Beautiful coin. And then, of course, you have the eagle on the reverse. And mainly, they're at $8.40. And the reason why I want to see you get in there is because I want to see you get as much silver in your hands as you can, and gold, because, you know, let's face it, with the economy the way that it is, all the bailouts that are going on, you can't trust the politicians. A fiat currency is only as good as the fiscal responsibility of us, of our politicians, and they are not being fiscally responsible. And it in itself, just like we've explained earlier, will ruin a country, because in order to have a currency that's created out of debt, you have to have compounding interest behind it. And that compounding interest is paid by our taxes and more debt. And it constantly builds, and it gets bigger and bolder, and it takes more and more of our labor just to service interest on debt, and that means less and less of our labor is going to go to what it takes in order to raise our families, the food that we need to buy, the house that we have to keep over the head of our kids, you know, the heat that it takes to warm our houses, the cooling that it takes in the summertime, the gasoline for our cars. All those necessities have to be put aside because we must pay our taxes first. And we all know the game that we're in. Before 1913 came along, we had no federal income tax here in the United States. And the reason why we didn't have it is because we didn't have a currency that was issued by a central bank. We need to get rid of the central bank, then we'll have the ability to get rid of our federal income tax as well. But we all have to take on the idea that we must take care of ourselves, and the labor that we produce will be ours, and then we will have liberty. We will not have liberty with a central bank, but we can have liberty if we rid ourselves of the central bank. And I suggest that you take a look at that article that's in the, it's actually in the Minneapolis Central Bank, Federal Reserve Bank, that monster from Chestnut Street, because that is a prototype of what we need to do with our new Federal Reserve, with our current Federal Reserve Bank that we have here.
When was that article written?
Let's see if I can get a date on it. Hang on a second.
Well, I mean, recently or some time ago?
I pulled it up. I'm trying to look at the date on it. I tell you, if you look at September of 2008, Phil Davies is the senior writer. And I'm sure if you just type it into Google, it'll come up. Otherwise, you can go to the Federal Reserve Bank branch of Minneapolis, which is www.minneapolisfed.org, publications, papers, and then you just go in there. You can choose it that way as well.
Well, we're out of time, Ted. God bless. Thanks so much. I hope maybe you would like to come on once a month.
Happy to. You just let me know when you want me to come up, and I'm always interested in talking economics.
Why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number out there one more time?
Okay. Our telephone number is 1-800-686-2237. I got too many 800 numbers. 1-800-686-2237.
I get mixed up all the time myself. Anyway, God bless you. Thanks very much, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Talk to you later. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to remind you Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like to help and you agree with our message, well, remember our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you'd like to know a little bit more about banking, about Thomas Jefferson, about Andrew Jackson, about the First Bank and the Second Bank, and the history of banking in the United States, let me suggest a little pamphlet we've got. It's only $3.95 plus shipping, titled The History of Money, What You Should Know About Money. That's the history of money. Well, we've got all sorts of great little pamphlets. We've got a little pamphlet called The Financial Meltdown. We've got a great new one on the oil deception, a great new one on Ron Paul, his most important speeches in the House of Representatives and before the various committees and when he was questioning Alan Greenspan. And this little pamphlet's only $3.95, but there's a tremendous amount of wisdom there that will help you better to approach what's going on. So call us at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get any of those items. And then, of course, we do have the Creature from Jekyll Island back. And of course, if you want to get it with an interview with Ed Griffin, you can ask for that, the two of them together, $29.95. That's the book and the CD, my interview with Ed Griffin, who wrote the book. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, so you can begin to understand the spiritual component of what we're up against. Because if you don't understand that, nothing really makes sense. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get our talk on The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, there's a syllabus that goes with that. You'll want to get our talk on the oil deception. That's the talk I gave at the last conference. And there's a syllabus that goes with that, or you can get all of the talks that were given. There were five of them, myself, Michael Shaw, Joanna Michelson, certainly Dr. Blaylock, Pat Wood. That is the talks that were given, at the October 26th conference. They come in a little set at a reduced price. And then if you haven't seen The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone about how these things fit into prophecy, you should. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HR.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the